Blake, up until now, you haven't said a word to any of the people, any other players that have hinted at criticism at you or anything like that. After a performance like that today, are you going to keep that same MO, or do you kind of feel like,
yeah,
was this enough of a response without saying anything more verbally?
You know, I've said it a bunch all year long. You know, I really don't care. I could care less what anybody in here says about me or what anybody in the world says about me. You know, I enjoy going to work every day with the guys in that locker room and the coaching staff. I enjoy everything we do, and this is the type of stuff you dream of, is getting opportunities to play in games like this. You know, so I think to come here and be able to do that against a good team in Pittsburgh, you know, it'll never change for me. I don't think I think talking to that, everybody's in the NFL here. It's the highest level of football there is in the world, you know, so I think it's tough to say, you know, somebody's not a good player or somebody's trash or somebody's this or somebody's that. I mean, it's the best in the world. Everybody's a professional football player and getting an opportunity to do it for a living. So I think, you know, I'll always be respectful of everybody we play, and no matter what. You know, I'm just happy to win. You know, I have no animosity towards, you know, anybody that's ever said anything. I'm happy to be able to come here and do this with this team. You know, happy to be able to continue to play for another week. There's a lot of guys sitting at home on the couch watching this that, you know, I'm sure wishing they could play. You know, I know in past years I've been. So to continue to have an opportunity to go play is pretty awesome.
Were you surprised by that early success when you went up 21-0 that you were able to march the ball down?
No, not at all. We felt like we were confident in what we did last time against them. We took some of that plan and mixed it with some other stuff and felt really good with it coming in. We knew we were going to be downhill in some big personnel packages, and we were going to have to make some plays off the play action in the pass game. And it kind of, you know, there were some bumps in the middle and throughout, but, you know, we talked about it all week long. It's a long 60-minute game, you know, and you know with Ben on the other side, they're going to score points with the playmakers they got. They're going to do some stuff. So, you know, I thought everybody handled it extremely well, stayed level-headed, and kind of continued to just keep grinding.
Like, it's pretty rare, though, that you would have to constantly go back out there and score a touchdown. I can't even remember a game like this where they'd score, you had to go score, and you did it.
Right. You know, and it's the way our defense has played all year, there hasn't been many games, you know, where we've had to go back out and score again. They've been incredible all year long, and this was a tough task. You know, there's a bunch of good players on their side of the football that have done a good job for a long time. So it was a tough task for them, and, you know, we felt comfortable that we could put up points. Obviously, Telvin's touchdown helps us out. But I thought everybody from the guys up front to the backs to the receivers to the tight ends, you know, it was an overall good performance offensively to continue to score and continue to give, you know, our defense a little bit of space.
Like, did you see touchdown on the fourth play? What went into that decision? What was the conversation with
them? The first one?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. They made the decision. They said, we're going. I said, all right, and got the play, and we went. You know, they you know, I think our offensive lines and the guys up front, and obviously, you know, what Leonard's done all year long, you know, we got all the confidence in the world in those guys that we can go get a yard when we need to, you know, so they just proved that.
Quarterback, do you want to go for it there?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think, you know, 7 points is always better than three. Obviously, there's people that, you know, get paid to make those decisions and, you know, be smart about all that stuff. But, you know, as a football player, especially when a guy, you know, you're competitive and you're in that position, you want to go and you want to, you know, go score 6 points.
How critical was it to take the crowd out of the game from the start? I mean, silent in the first quarter.
Right. Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we had, you know, a little bit of experience playing here. And we had, you know, playing in Nashville the last week of the season. You know, we had some good road games to just get some exposure to some hostile environments and stuff. But I thought they handled it well. You know, it was kind of exciting. We got to hear Sticks this time. We didn't hear it last time. You know, so that was, we got everybody all juiced up and ready to go. But, yeah, I thought, you know, you killed the noise for a little bit, but I thought the crowd was pretty good. You know, they stayed into it, supported their guys. And, you know, it was just it was good to get out of there with a win.
But do you see how much Leonard was laboring trying to get to the locker room with that ankle injury? What does it say about his grit to come back and keep the battle?
Yeah, you know, he's battled it all year long. You know, whenever it happened earlier in the season, and he's fought through it. He missed a couple games, but, you know, for a rookie to come in, I mean, he's been playing football for a year straight now. And, you know, for him to come in and go through everything he's gone through, and, you know, everybody talks about hitting a rookie wall, and he's just kind of powered right through it and continued to play. It's been really impressive.
Did you have concern that he wouldn't be back today?
You know, I didn't know. When he went down, he kind of hobbled off the field and, you know, knew he had, you know, a bit of an ankle problem. But, you know, knowing him and his toughness and his competitiveness, he was going to do everything he could to make sure he was back on the field.
Like the offensive line today, the protection that they gave you and the push that they gave for Leonard, too, when it really mattered. You know,
yeah.
Needed the yards.
Yeah, they were huge. You know, I think Pittsburgh led the league in sacks. And I don't know if we had one. No. None. I mean, that's awesome, you know, because we took some shots down the field where I stood back there for a little bit. So for them to play the way they did up front, and obviously, you know, we talked about dominating the line of scrimmage all week. That was, you know, a big goal of ours that we wanted to do. We wanted to control the line of scrimmage, and, you know, I think they did that for sure.
Weather was such a big pregame thing, kind of factored up.
No, it was fine. Wind wasn't bad at all. And, you know, cold's cold.